Welcome back to WTBU News. Here is tonight's New England report.
In the wake of a recent COVID outbreak, UMass Amherst has decided to go fully remote to prevent a greater spread of the virus. The school raised its status to high risk, meaning all in-person classes would be forced to transition to remote only, and all athletic competitions and practices have been canceled. Students are expected to self-isolate and only go out twice weekly COVID testing to get food or for a medical purpose. Failure to comply with these new rules will result in disciplinary action, which could include removal from the residence halls or suspension, according to UMass. The high-risk status for the school remains in effect until at least February 21st. As of Monday, the school had reported 424 active cases, according to the COVID-19 dashboard.
Boston will use funds from the Boston Police Department budget for grants for first-time homebuyers. Mayor Marty Walsh announced that grants of up to $5,000 will help first-time buyers pay for down payments for their new homes. These grants will be offered to people who are 100% below the median income range. In order to receive the grant, the recipient must put $2,500 into the purchase of their house. These funds will be used from the Police Department Overtime Fund. The decrease in funding is also one of the ways the city is trying to fight systemic racism in Boston. Marty Walsh has more plans to fight against systemic racism, like creating a fund to combat racial inequality. He also plans to amend zoning to increase public housing. As of Monday, 150 people have enrolled in the grant program.
Police are investigating a double stabbing in Taunton that happened on Sunday morning, according to officials. Officers responded to a 911 call around 11 that morning that said there was a stabbing on Cohanet Street. When police arrived, they found two victims suffering from stab wounds. Both victims were taken to local hospitals and treated for their injuries. Police confirmed a suspect had been taken into custody.
The capacity limits for restaurants and gyms decreases as of Monday in Massachusetts. Due to decreasing trends in hospitalization, Governor Charlie Baker has changed COVID restrictions in Massachusetts. The capacity limit as of December was 25%, which has now increased to 40% capacity. Even with decreased rates of hospitalization, Massachusetts is still in phase 3 of its COVID restrictions. These rules include limiting sizes of dining parties to 6 and seating for only 90 minutes. This also bans indoor performances and activities.
When a student alerted her virtual class she smelled smoke in her Brockton home Monday, her fourth grade teacher was quick to act. Teacher Elizabeth Doyle, in addition to hearing 9-year-old Teresa Rosario's concerns of smoke fumes, heard smoke alarms going off, according to the authorities. Doyle ended the meeting, she said, as a look of dawning crossed students' faces. She told authorities she found Rosario's address and called 911, which was able to arrive at the scene and locate a fire in the basement. Brockton Fire Department said a fallen incense stick seemed to be the cause. The school scheduled a Zoom check-in for Rosario's classmates after the incident to discuss their feelings and fire safety. Doyle said it was, quote, a big lesson, unquote. Grizel Quinones, Rosario's mother, told WCVB, quote, I'm thankful for the teacher, Miss Doyle, that she did what she did to keep my child, my children, safe, unquote.
A vehicle was left nearly demolished after it tried to squeeze under a low bridge in Billerica, Massachusetts on Monday. The truck got caught under the railroad bridge on Mount Pleasant Street when a red car clipped the bottom portion of the overpass, the Billerica Police Department said. The roadway was blocked off while police handled the incident. The car's roof was partially torn off. According to police, however, there were no injuries.
A Melrose man suffered serious injuries Monday after being thrown from his snowmobile when he hit a pressure ridge on Lower Suncook Lake in Barnstable, New Hampshire. The crash was reported to the New Hampshire Fish and Game Conservation around 2:20 p.m. Saturday, according to a department statement. The crash victim, 63-year-old Michael Flynn, was transported to Concord Hospital, where it was determined he faced serious, non-life-threatening injuries. The same statement reads, Flynn was thrown from his vehicle after hitting a pressure ridge, which is a hunk of ice that rests above frozen water. Fish and Game Captain Michael Eastman told the Boston Globe these ridges typically get covered by snow, making their identification difficult. He added, quote, "It's almost like running straight into a big block of ice," unquote. The lake did not have good riding conditions at the time, Eastman said, given its inconsistent freezing as a result of the weather. Four separate crashes were reported to Fish and Game Saturday, but Flynn was the only rider injured.
On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Groban, and James Paleogopoulos, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and your national section will be right up next.